There is a bill. There is only a bill. And it's coming to ban your teens from social media.
On Capitol Hill. That's right, it's TalkLinked. We're back with another episode about the Florida social media ban. This is not another episode. We've never done it before. But Jacob is here to tell you all about it.
Hi.
And I'll tell you about it, too. We both will. What has happened?
Well, Ron DeSantis just signed a law.
He's the Florida governor.
He's the Florida governor. That's important to know. He's Florida governor.
He's not just some guy.
He's also very red. Like in both, literally and metaphorically.
He gets a lot of sun.
He's a passionate man.
Okay. And what's...
And you can see in his face, but, you know.
Okay, we need to actually, like...
Okay, so anyway, the point is, so he passed this bill that's being called one of the U.S.'s most restrictive social media bans for minors. And when it takes effect, which I believe is January 1st next year, children under 14 will not be able, they'll just be banned from having social media accounts.
Yeah, you literally just... Can't do it.
Oh, you're 13 and a half? Banned.
We're back to the early days of social media when you had to be, I think, over 13.
You had to lie. I remember when I created my Facebook account, I lied.
You either had to be over 13 or be morally unscrupulous.
Yeah.
Inscrupulous?
Actually, I think my mom lied for me. She's like, hey, Jake, you want me to create a Facebook account
for you? This is the joke you made earlier today. If you're going to like tweets, I'd prefer you do it at home.
If you're going to post to Facebook, I'd rather you did it at home.
Mom, if you don't let me do it here, I'm just going to go to the bar and swipe on TikTok.
You're just going to go to the cyber cafe and they're gonna get unlicensed internet.
Yeah, so this is pretty wild. I remember hearing that Florida was working on this, and I know that a number of other states have tried to do similar social media bans where minors are prevented from... creating accounts and using these platforms.
Yeah, and it's worth noting as well, just before, keep your thought,
ahead.
But that 14 and 15 year olds require parental permission
right.
to create social media accounts. So it also affects them.
Yeah. So once you're 16, you know, destroy your body, melt your brain.
You can drive and also go on Facebook without mom's permission.
Yeah. And, you know, we joke about it, but like there have been many, 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 many studies done. And I feel like it's
many done by Facebook themselves.
Yeah. It's basically an uncontroversial truth now that social media is not good for young kids.
Or anyone, really.
There's
an argument to be made for society.
Yeah, yeah. And despite this, I feel like, you know, obviously it is a charged issue like any other issue that requires people to make laws. But but I think it's somewhat uncontroversial at this point that social media is not good for people in general. The debate is what we do
about that.
Yes, yes. So let's get a few more details about this. This bill has been passed through both houses of the Florida state government and has been signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, meaning that, as you said, it is an actual law now.
It is law. It just hasn't taken effect
yet.
We're in the fun waiting period, the bureaucracy.
Right. And in other states where they've tried similar bills, they've encountered legal challenges from people who are saying, you know, oh, this is not constitutional or whatever. So then...
Like Mark Zuckerberg.
As far as I'm aware, you know, we said it was the most restrictive social media ban in the country. As far as I'm aware... Other states haven't successfully gone all the way through in making such bans law, although we should check that. Oh, I was wrong. Other states have already banned social media for minors without parental consent. So I believe that's why this bill is being called the most restrictive, because I believe Arkansas, Ohio, and Utah, I think California has a ban as well, although I don't know the details of theirs. They've banned... Minors, I think each of the states has different age limits, but for people under a certain age, those states have banned social media without parental consent, which is very interesting. So that already exists. I didn't actually know that. We're in Canada, so we don't know. Our parents let us do anything we want.
As long as we say please and thank you and sorry.
Especially once you're over 18 and you move out.
Now, what's interesting about this, and especially I believe a lot of the states that you mentioned, is that they are red states.
Mm-hmm.
And these sorts of things, well, I guess you could make the argument because there's parental permission that it's still, it's not necessarily infringing on parents' rights. Though, one issue that is normally championed by the Republican Party is small government.
Yes.
Which this obviously is not. Though, I will say about parental permission, one person that had an issue with this Florida bill in its original form was none other than signer of this bill, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, yeah.
Who actually vetoed it initially because it initially was everyone 16 and under, no social media for you.
Right.
And then he settled. He was like, all right, I'll give it to you guys if you like make it parental permission for 14 and 15 year olds.
I did find that interesting. I one of the earlier articles I was reading about it was like, I mentioned that other people were opposing it, but it is interesting to see that, because I believe this bill was not put forward by Ron DeSantis. It was put forward by the Republicans.
State Senate Republicans.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know.
Or I should say House Republicans, because I know that it was the top legislative priority, according to The Guardian, for Republican State House Speaker Paul Renner.
Right, right. Okay, yeah. So, like, we're going to try our best, obviously, to, like, not get too political with this discussion, but obviously it is a political issue. And as you said, it's interesting at the very least to see that this is an issue where, you know, Republicans are at the front of the issue, trying to institute these bans.
Yeah.
While in other scenarios, like say changes to school curriculum, Republicans are for more parents' rights in that scenario.
Yeah.
And in this scenario, one of the things that the Democrats have said against this bill is that, oh, you know, it doesn't respect parents' rights enough. So, you know, that's just interesting.
At least one, because there are, it's worth noting for accuracy and for, you know, nonpartisanship, some Democrats did join the majority of the Republican majority who supported this bill.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were Democrats who were like, yeah, I'm for it.
Right.
But
yeah.
Like you also have people like Anna Eskamani. She's a Democratic state house representative. And she said in a news release that the alternative would be better to ensure improved parental oversight tools, improved access to data to stop bad actors, alongside major investments in Florida mental health systems and programs. And I do think that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Just because those seem like more general supports.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wouldn't be so, the bill wouldn't be so one-sided. And it seems weirdly surgical, because there's probably, there's areas of gray. From what I understand from the law, what they're looking at specifically are like, they don't necessarily name any specific platforms, but they name ones that have like infinite scrolling, liking as like an ability, these sorts of things. So there are like with any law, there are things that maybe are similar to what they are trying to get rid of that aren't necessarily covered under the law. So having something like to play, you know, I guess devil's advocate, depending on where you land, this suggestion of just generally supporting parental oversight tools on all platforms and supporting mental health to treat sort of things that are like social media addiction make some logical sense.
With any of these bills, there's going to be particularities that are brought up, because we haven't read the bill.
Mm.
So like, even if you are broadly for the idea that you know, children under a certain age shouldn't be allowed to create accounts and use social media, you might have an issue with the way that these bills are presented and like some of the language in them. And that's a lot of the opposition to certain bills in the process of government often comes down to like, okay, the bill is about this, but they also have this little section that's like saying that they're going to do this,
mm-hmm.
and I'm against that. So then you have to oppose the bill broadly. And that's, you know, that's why things take so long. In case you were wondering why nothing ever gets done, it's because, you know, there's so many safeguards in place. If you want something else, then you might have to, you know, try to get that, I don't know, communist revolution going, if that's what you're into. You alluded to something earlier that I think is important to remember when, you know, we're talking about all these, like, TikTok bans and social media bans and whatnot.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. We are going to talk about the TikTok ban as well in a few minutes. It's that these bans are targeting the features of the platform themselves, the kind of addictive qualities, the constant notifications you get, the algorithmic like tendency to push certain types of content over other types of content. It's not the content itself that's the problem. It's the way that the platforms are dealing with it that ends up being just like...
That are, you know, enticing you to spend more and more time on the platforms.
You know, at the risk of sounding like an old man, when I was young...
Well, there you go. You already did it.
When I was in high school, you know, we had MSN chat or whatever. Facebook really started once I was in second year university or first year. And
I remember asking some honeys for their MSN Messenger. That was a big deal when I worked up the courage to do that.
See, I was too busy talking to the chatbot.
There was a chatbot?
They had a chatbot on MSN, and you could go and talk to them. I mean, talk to it. It was very, very, very simple, and you could kind of exhaust all the possibilities of conversation with it in like a few minutes. But it was like...
Anyway.
It was actually really interesting. It was before LLMs and all that, obviously. But regardless, I didn't have to deal with this like toxic sludge growing up.
Yeah. And there is like...
I can't imagine what it's doing.
I can see why people don't want their kids on social media. Especially because, like, you know, the one argument for why kids should be on social media is because their friends are on social media. And that's not a good argument for everything. Parents have been dismissing that argument for years with bridge-based arguments.
Yeah. It's a... Bridge-based arguments are the core of...
Yeah, jumping off bridge arguments.
That's a really good point you just made, Jacob. But I'll tell you what's an even better point is the fact that this video is sponsored by MooseEnd. Hey, that's right. We have sponsors on TalkLink. Did you forget? With MooseEnd, you can create utterly beautiful and effective email campaigns using customizable templates, segmentation tools, and personalized dynamic elements.
It could not get any better than that, Riley.
And after you've launched your campaign, calculate your next steps with their advanced analytical tools. What are you waiting for? Get a move on. And follow the link below to try MooseEnd free for 30 days and save 10%. And
four stomachs.
This bill, as we've said, is far from being actually enacted. They're definitely going to face legal challenges, both from, you know, groups that oppose them, oppose the idea, just on like political merits.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also going to be definitely opposed by the social media companies, because you can make a law as much as you want.
The people that make money?
you can make regulations as much as you want, but then it's going to be up to the companies that you're regulating to enact those regulations. We're seeing this with the EU and their attempts to wrangle Apple and Google and Microsoft. They're apparently being really easy on
doing some of the greatest bureaucratic work of our time.
Kind of.
There are some missteps, but I mean, that's not what this video is about.
Again, we're not in Europe, and Europeans probably have their own thoughts about this legislation and all that. But regardless, you know, to use the EU as an example, they say, okay, you have to allow third-party app stores, Apple.
Yeah.
And Apple's like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Let us know. Weeks pass.
In the comments.
Weeks pass. The EU finally says, hey, that's not okay. And then Apple says, oh, okay, hey, we'll come up with something else. Weeks pass. Here's our new law. You know, now I'm going into the future. This hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be a process.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, how many kids' brains will be melted and slurped into
by
goo?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
To fuel his reptilian regime and body. To give him the fuel to BJJ Elon Musk.
Another thing to consider about this, you know, the fallout, is how related companies... I mean, I don't know if Pornhub, I think, is how you can say...
They have the best frickin' seafood.
Without the without the algorithms catching you. You know, are they a social media site? Is YouTube, I think, technically is a social media site?
There is a lot of interesting things that are posted on Pornhub that are not prawn-based. They may be shrimp or crawfish-based.
That's true. But regardless, I mean, you could view that as a form of social media.
Yeah, people are in the comments saying things that they would also say in YouTube comments. I know. I've read our YouTube comments.
Actually, that's a great point. Will these kids be allowed to go on YouTube?
Oh.
YouTube has a whole kids app.
No, that's gone now.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they got rid of YouTube Kids. You can go ahead and check that out. But they definitely do have, like, infinite scrolling and liking and all of that. So YouTube could be one of those forms of social media that kids are not allowed on, which YouTube's definitely going to have a problem with because that's big business. YouTube, child entertainment on YouTube is massive. Look at Cocomelon as just one, as the most well-known example. And that's just one.
Oh, I mean, don't even get me started on crappy kids content. But yeah, apparently YouTube Kids, I think, is still a thing.
Okay.
Which I know because I went to use it. And it's,
you have
it's so
a YouTube
annoying.
Kid.
I have a YouTube kid. He's got his own channel. We're going to support him. Get him sponsor brand deals. He's
welcome
3 years
to
old.
My channel. Today we talk about dinosaurs.
This Dimetrodon. Anyways, PrawnHub said they're prepared to block Florida if the child safety law takes effect because they're going to require IDs.
Yeah,
and I think that a big part of
that's
like,
sort
you know,
of
Porn
the
Hub's
example of this sort of legislation is that there's like even California they introduced laws to try and make like IDs, like try and ID users to prevent them from going and looking at adult sites like Pornhub.
Right. And that's actually, you know, as well, a fair criticism of this type of law is that, okay, your kids are going online and now you're requiring them to give social media companies even more sensitive data about them in the form of like your government ID.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one fair objection.
Or
to
their
the whole
freaking
thing.
Biometric data, which is something that was, it's not been put into effect, but it was something that was suggested by, I believe, the United Kingdom, because that's something that they're looking into in terms of is solutions to preventing children from, you know, accessing.
Right.
Let's say red band content.
Right. Yes. So Pornhub is incentivized to, you know, stop this law from being enacted because a lot of their users don't want to have to put in IDs and whatnot. But at the same time,
I don't want to be ID'd just to watch all of my math tutorials.
Master.
There is a dude on there who just does calculus like tutorials.
Does he call it masturbation?
No.
The other argument that Pornhub gives, though, is the fact that, like, okay, you're going to stop people from going on our site, but like you're regulating, like we're going to abide by this because we're a big company and, you know, we're visible. There's a
we
million...
can lose the penis of the United States.
Sure. But there's no, I mean, they're just more visible, but they're tons and tons and tons of more websites out there that are less regulated and less visible that are still going to host porn. And then you're just going to push kids and whoever more towards these sketchier and sketchier sites. That's their argument. I'm not going to give a take on this right now because then we're just going to get into the weeds.
Yeah.
But we're going to...
People make similar arguments about like really objectionable opinions and whether you should be able to share those on social media.
Moderation. Yep. This is such a deep conversation. But the thing that I definitely wanted to mention while we're here is the TikTok. You know, it's being widely called the TikTok ban bill, which is a federal legislation.
TikTok banned bill. We want bill back. Bring him back, TikTok.
It's being called the ban bill, but it's not actually a ban bill. It's kind of like a, if you don't do this, then you'll get banned. And the thing that they have to do is...
It's an offer you can't refuse, bill.
Yes, yeah. They're trying to legislate that a platform as large and influential in American society as
TikTok... And foreign operated.
As TikTok has to be owned by an American company. So the deal is ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, has to sell TikTok, divest itself of it, in order for TikTok to remain operating in the U.S. And
without VPNs.
I really don't know where I personally sit on this, but one thing that we do know is ByteDance doesn't want to sell.
Well, China doesn't want ByteDance to sell.
It's both.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
you know,
but that's
who wants
the whole
to,
reason.
Who wants to get rid of a literal pile of money?
Yeah.
No one. No one's. You know, you're right, America. I'm going to take this giant pile of money and I'm going to set it on fire, Joker style.
Well, that's the. So this is the whole question. It really comes down to, because ostensibly the reason why the U.S. government wants to ban TikTok is because of this whole thing that China has with certain. With all companies, technically, I think I'm not sure whether it's a threshold thing, but companies have to give the Chinese government data when the Chinese government comes knocking.
Mm.
And the U.S. knowing about this law is
they've
suddenly now. I mean, years
they've
ago,
done things. They've banned it from the work phones for government officials.
Right. But the reason. The reason they're doing all that is because now they're treating basically every Chinese company as if it's the CCP.
Yeah.
And
I mean...
That remains to be seen whether that's kind of... Because we don't know.
Not without reason, because there were reports that came out that ByteDance employees were able to access the location of journalists.
Yes.
Using TikTok.
I think that unquestionably... Well, but the question is... Are they giving that data to the government?
Yeah.
It's one, like, obviously social media companies are tracking our every thought, you know? But the question is ByteDance and, you know, other big companies that, Chinese companies that have been the bad guy in the tech world for, you know, a spell, Huawei, are they actually guilty of just, like, straight feeding data from users to the Chinese government? And I don't think you're crazy if you think that that's the case. I think that it's reasonable to think that if you're dealing with a Chinese company, that the CCP could easily get their hands on that data if they don't already. However, I also don't know how much we should act as if when we're dealing with TikTok, like... The CCP owns all these companies because they don't own them.
Yeah, but they have incredible influence on them.
Yeah.
But like, even if they're not giving location to the CCP, another question that I would raise because of the point I raised, because I double checked it and I looked at sources now, is do you want to trust a company that even if they're not giving your location to China, their employees can improperly access data?
Mm-hmm.
On the location of journalists.
Yeah. And apparently they've done things to make that better. They did like move their servers, so they store North American users' data in North American servers.
Yeah.
And I believe that elsewhere data is stored in Singapore. I mean, they're located in Singapore. I think European users' data is stored on a European server. But you know, I don't know. There's so many unknowns.
The other argument, of course, is why is America just doing this for the one Chinese social media platform? What about all the Americans? The real time location of all those 14-year-olds is the property of the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, right. And
is
so,
that a double standard?
This is kind of why, when it comes to like Chinese phones, I have like. I don't know how to feel, because on the one hand you have your, you know, North American phones or whatever, or like non-Chinese phones, that is almost certainly giving data to these big social media companies who may or may not give it to the government if they ask. On the other hand, you have these Chinese phones who are like, let's say for the sake of argument, they're certainly giving it to the CCP.
Support American-made spyware.
Which one's better? It's almost like I would rather have my data being harvested by someone who barely, like an entity that barely affects my life, the CCP, maybe through like broad economic trends, like it gets around to me. But like if they know, you know, my preferences and where I work, it's like, do I care more about that? Or do I care about like a local company or a local government agency that is going to exert more power over my life directly? Do I care about them having it? It's like, I don't know.
Well, we live in a world where, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago, there was a lovely young woman who was, I believe, the student body president of the University of Toronto, and she just happened to be from Tibet. And when she was elected, or when she made a certain post, wouldn't you know it, she was bombarded with negative sentiments from Chinese-speaking people.
Mm.
And one of the things that came up was whether or not that was foreign action. Like these are possibly foreign agents trying to fight the, you know, how's the most diplomatic way for me to say this, that Tibet exists. to fight that, whether Tibet is its own thing, or whether it belongs to China.
A lot of people in the world, that may be a controversial statement.
Yeah, it is. It is for a lot of people in the world. So like that was something that straight up affected Canadians.
Right.
And so on the other hand, you might say that it should, like, China having your preferences is the entity that's going to least affect you on a daily basis. But on the other hand, it might be the one that most affects you on a daily basis, because they may or may not have agents that are just, their whole job is to, like, just hurt people on social media.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so, like, you kind of bring up an important question, because it's like, you could view TikTok as a foreign agent if you're making this connection between them and the CCP. And then it's like, okay, say for the sake of argument that there's a connection there. We have already, like, as it regards this bill, there has been China-influenced action on American citizens.
Yeah.
So, like, once news of this bill came out, TikTok made a push note. They pushed a notification to TikTok users saying, hey, this bill is being passed through Congress. If they pass it,
no TikTok for you.
TikTok could be banned. They're saying that it's not a ban, but, like, trust us, it's a ban. And then all the people who depend on TikTok for their businesses,
yeah,
and who, like, for them it's like a way of life. It's like,
or just like dancing.
Sure. They called, they were told by TikTok to call their representatives
and
they,
you
did,
know, they did
en masse. Yeah. Phone lines were flooded. Threats were made.
Well, I mean, that's just what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you have a foreign owned company telling its American user base, which is huge, to go and enact some thing, take some action that affects the U.S. government, and it happens. That's a little scary.
It is a little scary. I mean, I feel like
calling, but
Meta's,
like,
tried to do something similar, and they, I don't know if they succeeded or failed, but what is China doing that the U.S. is failing at, that they can get this loyal following and get young people actually interested in politics?
Well, apparently the thing that TikTok is doing well is their algorithm.
Yes.
So it's widely regarded as the best recommendation algorithm in the industry, and a big reason why
it works so fast.
It's so fast, and it's so, like, good at serving people exactly what they want to see and what will be interesting to them.
Yeah.
And so, like you said earlier, China doesn't want to sell, ByteDance doesn't want to sell, and the reason China is, like, definitely, like, they are invested in not selling is because in order to sell TikTok to an American owner or whatever, they would have to grant a technology export license for the TikTok algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, in their mind is like, this is like a Chinese asset. Mm. This is like innovation that happened here, and now we're going to, like, give it to someone else.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that, obviously.
It would be like Oppenheimer, like, granting an export license on the nuke to Russia.
It would be exactly like that. I haven't seen the movie, but I'm assuming.
He didn't grant it. They got it anyway.
They did.
Via espionage.
Yeah, but we've been trying. We can't build our own nuke, aka good algorithms. So yeah, apparently the TikTok ban bill, quote unquote, is stalled in the Senate right now because the House passed it like crazy. The federal Congress, it was a landslide, and now it's got to the Senate, and now people are kind of, like, waking up and realizing, oh, wait a second, this is a bit more complicated. This is a tech company. They're regulated by a buttload of different government committees and agencies, and so that's going to be complicated.
And that brings up an interesting point on why this, you know, bill might be stalled. Is this the right way to go about this? Because not only was this bill happening, but now it's come out that apparently the FTC could sue them. Now, if you don't know what the Federal Trade Commission is, you might know their little known failure where they didn't stop Microsoft from acquiring Activision Blizzard. They're still trying.
Even though
they're doing their darndest.
Everyone else is acting like it's already happened.
Yeah. Well, it did already happen. What they're trying to do now is make them divest.
Right.
Good luck.
Reverse. Uno reverse card.
Cha-cha slide. Reverse, reverse. Mm. Yeah. But now it's come out, at least according to a few sources that we've seen, one from Politico, that they are investigating TikTok over faulty privacy and data security practices. And they could sue not just TikTok, but maybe also ByteDance, because they're weighing, a quote from the source, Politico source, they're weighing allegations that TikTok and its Beijing-based parent company ByteDance deceived its users by denying that individuals in China had access to their data and also violated the children's privacy law.
Hmm. So even if the TikTok ban bill doesn't go all the way through, they're still going to be in trouble in one way or another. It's hard to see how this is going to end with TikTok just kind of chilling, just like nothing changes, because like the government clearly wants something's got to give.
They want their pound of flesh.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. I mean, there's so many questions about whether this is actually the proper role of government to like try and regulate platforms in the way that it's trying to do. Like, obviously state governments are doing their own thing, and the federal government has national security issues those are at play here. But you know, I don't know, it comes down to how you whether you believe that you have a fundamental constitutional right to swipe up and down all day, and whether your kids do too,
and occasionally swipe left and swipe right.
So that's all from us. It was a little meandering today, but there's a lot of topics that we kind of wanted to cover. There are a lot of questions to ask. Let us know in the comments what you think about the social media bans and whether you think TikTok is going to cause climate change. And maybe we'll see you in the next one.
And then also tell us, what is your favorite animal? For a little bit of positivity, just tell us what your favorite animal is, and then why we're wrong on everything.
And why is it the red panda? Even though there's like 1,200 left of them in the wild.
I don't know why you chose the one, like one of the two Chinese animals. Like, they're going to think we're. Like,
I love the red panda.
They're
going to
think we're like false flags now.
No.
We've been bought by China.
Watch Three Body Problem and then you won't think the CCP is so great. Okay. Subscribe to Techlink. See you later. Bye.
I love you too.
Oh, okay there.